Getting to know your 3 Doodler Start 3D Pen. The 3 Doodler Start 3D printing pen is ergonomically designed and sits easily in the hand. To help you orientate your 3 Doodler Start, please follow these instructions. Let's begin by familiarizing ourselves with the shape of the pen and all of the control buttons. Hold the pen flat in one hand with the pointed nozzle pointing away from you. Keep the pen like this while you're familiarizing yourself with the controls. With your other hand, feel the design of the pen and note the pointed nozzle on one end, the extruding end. The nozzle is where the warm plastic will emerge when you are using the pen. Then, feel the slight depression on the opposite end from the nozzle where the plastic is inserted into the pen. This is called the feed port. We will refer to the nozzle end as the front face of the pen and the feed port as the back face of the pen. With the pen still sitting on your hand and the nozzle pointing away from you, use your other hand to feel a large oval feed button towards the front of the pen. The feed button has 2 tactile dots near the front of the button. On the same side of the pen, directly behind the feed button, there's a small depression which is an LED light. To the left of the LED light and feed button is the charging port. And to the right of the LED light and the feed button is the on-off sliding switch. We will refer to this area of the pen that has the feed button, the LED light, the charging port, and the on-off sliding switch as the top face of the pen. Next, try holding the pen in a similar way to how you would hold a marker pen, with the nozzle pointing towards the floor. This is the position you will hold your 3 Doodler Start pen in when you are creating your doodles. As noted, the top face of the device has the large oval feed button. Use the 2 tactile dot markings on this button to help you identify it. To the right of the feed button on the top face of the pen, there is an on-off sliding switch. There is a tactile line marking near the on side of the switch. The back of the device has a circular depression where the plastic filaments are inserted. This is called the feed port. The pointed nozzle, located at the front of the pen, is where the plastic is extruded from the pen to form doodles. A micro USB charging port is located to the left of the feed button on the top of the 3 Doodler. You will need to lift the rubber cover to access it. To the rear of the feed button, there is an LED light which provides indications of the status of the pen. This may be useful if you, or the person you are working with, can see the LED colors. Before we begin, here are some good-to-know points. Our plastic is made entirely from food-safe materials, is non-toxic, BPA-free, and is completely biodegradable in your household compost. The 3 Doodler Start pen is designed with no hot parts. However, we don't recommend drawing directly on your skin, as the end of the pen is warm and may be uncomfortable for some. Please do not get the warm plastic in your hair, as it will be hard to remove. The plastic is warm, but safe to touch when it emerges from the tip of your 3 Doodler Start pen. You can safely use your hands to gently shape your doodles to perfection. Let's begin. Charging. Begin by charging your 3 Doodler Start pen for 2 hours until it is fully charged. To do this, locate the micro USB charging port to the left of the feed button on the top of the 3 Doodler. Hold the pen in one hand and use the other hand to lift the rubber flap that sits over the charging port by sticking your fingernail underneath the flap and pulling it away from the body of the pen. Now, insert the charging cable into the charging port. The cable has 2 metal plugs, one at each end of the cable. The smaller of the 2 metal plugs has 2 small ridges on one side. Please ensure that these 2 ridges are pointed upwards towards the top face of the pen. To insert the plug, hold the pen in one hand with the rubber flap open. With the other hand, insert the smaller plug into the charging port, making sure that the 2 small ridges are facing upwards. If you or anyone else you are working with can see the LED, it quickly flashes red while the pen is charging. It may be easier for an adult rather than a child to charge the pen. Turn it on. Turn on your 3 Doodler Start pen by moving the on-off slide switch to the on position. A single tactile marking is located near the on position. The LED will light up red. Warm it up and start the motor. Give the pen some time to warm up. This should take approximately 1 minute. If you or anyone you are working with can see the LED, it will change to green once warm. Click once on the feed button to start the pen's motor. As you click the feed button, you will hear a motor sound coming from the pen. Insert a strand. Now, insert a strand of plastic into the back of the pen. There is a circular depression at the back of the pen where the plastic filaments are fed. This is called the feed port. Push the strand of plastic into the feed port until you feel it grip in the gears of the pen. You should always insert a new strand of plastic, but you could reuse a strand if the used end has been cut cleanly. Extrude. Now we are ready to draw. Make sure that you hold the pen comfortably and at a slight angle just above the paper or flat surface so that the material flows freely from the tip and won't snag. Insert a strand of plastic and press the feed button once. 10 to 15 seconds after inserting the strand, plastic should start to emerge from the nozzle end of the pen. If you or anyone you are working with can see the LED, it slowly flashes green while the pen is charging. The extruded plastic filament is warm to touch. You can feel or touch the plastic filament as it flows out of the pen. The plastic is easy to manipulate. As the filament extrudes from the pen, you can shape it using your fingertips to your desired form, but handle it carefully. Please note that the extruded plastic is not supposed to permanently stick to any surface. While the pen is feeding, you can move it freely from right to left, and in upward and downward motions. This will allow you to create and make shapes according to your preference. As a best practice, make sure to empty the pen after use to avoid hardening of the plastic inside the pen or pen tip. Doing so prevents clogs and jams. Regularly clearing the tip may help avoid it clogging up with built-up plastic. Stopping the motor and the feed. When you want to stop the pen, click the feed button once more. This will stop the flow of plastic. Sometimes you can hear the feeding mechanism continue for a moment, as there is a slight reversing of the plastic that occurs just after stopping the extrusion. This is normal. Feeding the new plastic. If you want to change to a new plastic strand, for example, if we want to switch colors, please double-click the feed button to reverse the existing plastic that is currently in use, and gently pull it from the feed port and insert a new strand. Remember to use only a strand with a clean-cut edge to avoid any clogging. Also, take note that you will still hear a motor sound as the motor runs for approximately 10 seconds once the pen is in reverse mode. If you or anyone you are working with can see the LED, it slowly flashes green while the pen is reversing. Sometimes, there is not enough filament to remove from the pen. If this is the case, carry on using the pen until the filament runs out, and then you can insert a new strand. If, while using the pen, you can sense that there is no more plastic filament coming from the nozzle, then you have most likely used up your plastic strand. When this happens, the motor sound changes to a slightly higher pitched sound. This sound will be accompanied by a slightly different vibration emanating from the pen. If you wish to carry on using the pen, simply insert a new strand of plastic into the feed port at the rear of the pen, pushing it down until it grips in the gears and feeds on its own. Clearing the pen if a strand is left inside. If you attempt to insert a new strand and you feel there is a previous strand left in the chamber, please extrude the remaining filament in the pen. Alternatively, you can remove a strand of filament from the pen by double-clicking the feed button, which will cause the motor to reverse. If the remaining strand is too short to remove from the pen by hand, try gently tapping the 3Doodler Start pen on a hard surface with the feed port facing downwards to dislodge the strand. Note that the reversing function takes place for about 10 seconds or so. During this time, you will hear the motor running. This is completely normal. When having difficulty ejecting a shortened strand, it may be useful to allow the plastic to run through the nozzle rather than ejecting it. Always remember to trim the used end of a plastic strand before reusing it. Please note that we recommend leaving the 3Doodler Start pen empty of all plastics in between uses, so feel free to use the above steps to clear your pen at the end of your doodling session. Out of power. If your pen is fully charged, you can use it for up to 45 to 60 minutes continuously. If you don't hear a motor sound when you click the feed button, this means that your pen's battery is drained and you will need to charge it again. If you or anyone you are working with can see the LED, it will blink orange when the battery is low. This ends the walkthrough of the 3Doodler Start Pen. Happy doodling! Troubleshooting issues. For all three Doodler Start troubleshooting issues, please contact our customer service team by emailing help, that's H-E-L-P, at T-H-E, the number 3, Doodler, that's D-O-O-D-L-E-R, .com. Or by calling our customer service hotline in the USA at 1-718-618-9904. Tips for use. Use one hand to draw with the pen and the other to gently mold the extruded plastic. To change the direction of the plastic while you are doodling, press down gently with a finger on the plastic at the point where you wish to change direction, and then doodle in another direction. This is especially helpful when turning corners. The plastic is soft when extruded and can easily be squashed, so care needs to be taken when touching it. Additional information for those who can see the LED light. The LED light is located towards the back of the device, directly behind the feed button. Once you turn on the device, the LED light will turn solid red to indicate the pen is warming up. When the pen is warmed up and ready to use, the LED light will turn solid green. If you are unable to view the LED light, note that it takes approximately 1 minute for the device to warm up. After this time period, you can load a plastic strand into the feed port. Next is a key to all of the LED color signals. The LED turns solid red when the pen is warming up. The LED turns solid green when the pen has heated up and is ready to use. The LED slowly flashes green when the pen is feeding. The LED quickly flashes green when the pen is reversing. The LED slowly flashes orange when the pen has a low battery. The LED quickly flashes orange when the pen is charging. The LED turns solid orange when the pen is fully charged.